This is Radio Influence.
Flavor, please tell your neighbors. Ian Beckles with flavor in your ear. Wake up, sports, music, and fashion. Best of podcasting. What's going on now and what's soon to happen? Be sure to stick around, no fast forward or skipping. Dropping jewels, you don't want to miss them. Make sure you listen. Ian Beckles with the flavor in your ear. The voice of the people's here. It's here.
Hello, everybody. This is Ian Beckles, and welcome back to Flavor in Your Ear. This is my podcast that breaks down a little everything. We usually talk a little bit of sports, a little politics, a little race relations, a little pop culture. And fortunately or unfortunately, this past week, we've had a situation that's had a little of all of them. And that's our beloved Donald Trump, our president, basically telling our hardworking NFL players that their mothers are bitches and they ain't worth shit, pretty much. So that's going to be the nucleus of this podcast. Fortunately or unfortunately, having played in the league for 9 years and being in the media for, it's got to be 17, 18, 19 years or something like that, I have a little, you know, exposure to both sides of a lot of what's going on right now. So I think I have a pretty good opinion, although it's just an opinion. And I went on the Mike Calter show on Monday, which I'll be appearing every Monday to talk about the football, but basically just to chat back and forth, usually around 9 o'clock, talking about this whole situation. And you preface it by saying, there's no right and wrong here, all right? There's sides. But to me, if you're going to pick a side, pick it peacefully. And that's all I'm asking. Pick a side peacefully. Because if you're on the side that it's okay to kneel, that's fine. Pick it peacefully. Now, if you're on a side that it's not okay to kneel, that's okay too. Just do it peacefully. And you know what? And I'm going to be giving my opinions here because I have a show, but it seems like everybody cares that their opinion is the only one that counts. And as far as our president being divisive, like I said, you have a choice. When the election came, you could have chose Hillary Clinton or you could have chose Donald Trump. If you chose Donald Trump, I don't hate you for it. I don't. Okay, that's one of two choices. That's fine. If you chose Hillary Clinton, you're upset. She lost. I get it. This, a lot of the stuff happening is probably turning your stomach inside out like it's doing a lot of others. But even if you pick Donald Trump, that's fine. Seriously, that's okay. But even if you picked him, please do me a favor and look at his actions with an open mind. That's all I'm asking. Because you can say what you want, but if your motto is make America great again, listen to that. Make America great again. How much change has America done in the last 30 years? When he says make America great again, as an African American, it scares me because I don't know when he thought it was great to begin with. When did he think it was great? What is he trying to turn it back into? Because you can be a Donald Trump fan if you want, but you can't say that what he says isn't divisive. Don't care what you say. What he says is divisive. All of it. Every last bit of it. And scary. It's divisive and scary. Now, let's go back to Colin Kaepernick way back when. When Colin Kaepernick knelt for the national, he actually sat for the national anthem, sat, okay? Then he had a military member, a lot of people were hitting him up, and he had somebody from the military who, by the way, Colin Kaepernick has the utmost respect for, okay? He doesn't, if he didn't, he wouldn't say it. And that's what's so, this is what's so ironic for me, because being in the league for 9 years, being around military, which I was a lot, there's an unspoken bond between the NFL and the military. Don't know what it is. I just don't. But when an NFL players come to military or vice versa, there's a funny, funky bond. And I don't know why. If you think about it, the NFL, who you don't want to compare the NFL to the military, they're not the same thing, okay? One's a sport. The other one is life, okay? You can't compare the two. But the NFL kind of bases its premise around the military, if you really think about it. In the Trenches, that's the name of my podcast. That's military. You always hear coaches say, we're going to war, we're going to battle. That's part of football. So there's an uncommon bond that when the military and the NFL players get together. NFL's been back in the military forever. Trust me on this one, okay? So for somebody just to kneel and automatically it's disrespecting the military to me is something that's coming out of your mouth. Now, if you're a military member and you say it's disrespecting me, that's fine. That's okay. If you weren't in the military, you can't tell me it's disrespecting the military if you didn't go to the military. That's just like when there's a situation where a white person says something about a black person and a white person comments whether it's discriminatory or not. Let a black person do it, okay? And vice versa. If somebody says something about a Hispanic person and I don't know whether it's discriminatory or not, I'll ask a Hispanic person, all right? So if you ask 100 military people, I bet 50 of them hate it, 50 of them like it. So if that's your excuse why that was terrible way back when, well, that's your excuse. And my problem is what Colin Kaepernick was kneeling for way back when has been forgotten. Because in this last week, this stuff happened on Sunday. And from Sunday till today, maybe once I heard one person in the media stop and talk about why this is happening. Because you could always say you shouldn't kneel. But if a year ago Colin Kaepernick knelt, and it's a year later, and nobody can tell me what is being done for racial inequality and for cops misusing their power, what has been done? Like, nothing's being done. And there's so many things being said that I've heard in the last week that I don't know if people even know how they sound sometimes. Because if you just talk amongst your friends and your friends are in a little bubble, which a lot of our friends are in a bubble, okay? They all think the same. So if it's a bunch of racist people together, they're not going to think they're racist, because that's a bad word. Nobody wants to be racist. And this is not white, black, Hispanic. Everybody has racist bunches. It happens, all colors. But there's things that I'm hearing this week that they're so common and it sounds terrible, and I'm not sure everybody knows how bad it sounds. Because when you're talking about a hardworking athlete in the NFL, okay, and I hope nobody thinks you can get to the NFL without working hard. I hope you don't, because that's the pinnacle. There's nowhere higher. So there's no other occupation where you can get to the pinnacle without working hard, period. That's just not going to happen. So these hardworking athletes who, by the way, had to go through 3 years of college, unlike any other sport, who are supporting their family and representing a sport that everybody loves, because they're doing something within their constitutional right. I want you to listen to that closely. Because they're doing something within their constitutional right, you're going to hate them, hate the whole race, and hate the whole league so much to where you're not going to watch the whole sport anymore. That's really deep to me. That's deep to me. Because what's more American than football? Don't say baseball. Nothing's more American than football. There's football in Canada, but that's North America. But football is us. Baseball's Mexico. Baseball's Dominican Republic. Baseball's Cuba. Football is us. And for our leader, in quotes, air quotes, if our leader is saying you should outlaw kneeling, you should outlaw kneeling, and that our players, who on Tuesday during her day offs goes and talks to the military, or some of them go talk to elementary school kids and high school kids about how to be leaders in our community, those people who came from nothing, a lot of them, and worked their way all the way up to the NFL, should be fired doing something under the constitutional right, and they're SOBs, or sons of bitches. I mean, you could break that down any way you want, but if anybody calls somebody a sons of bitch, those are fighting words. So it's pretty evident that Donald Trump wants to fight with a whole race, because we've said things. We say we're going to say people of color in the United States have been saying for a while now, well, our president sure doesn't look like he cares about us. And that's putting it lightly. Our president sure doesn't make a whole lot of decisions that benefit us. And then it keeps on going. The president attacked two sports in 1 week, the NFL and the NBA. Stephen Curry said he might not want to go to I don't want to go to the White House. Which, if you go back and look at the history, there are numerous athletes who haven't gone to the White House. White, black, Hispanic, a lot of different colors. Numerous. All right? And no president's ever said a damn thing about it. Stephen Curry says he doesn't want to go. Well, yeah, he wasn't invited anyways. Like that rich kid that has a nice ball, and because he's not good at the sport, he says, I'm going to take my ball and go home. That's our president. Oh, no, he doesn't want to come. Well, he's not invited anyways. How old are you? That's our leader, okay? That's who's leading our country, and that's who's leading the mentality of our country. So you want to outlaw kneeling in the NFL, which means to me, well, first of all, everybody knows that it's okay to kneel whenever. You can't get arrested for kneeling, right? Right? I don't know anymore. A cop can really arrest you for whatever the hell he wants to do. But there's nowhere in the Constitution that says you can't kneel whenever the hell you want. So the president wants to make a rule where it is illegal to kneel. Therefore, what our president is telling us is that the Constitution, okay, and our judicial system is full of crap, and that he should be able to just make his own rules, and we should do what we want, because he sure supported that throughout the years. That guy Arpaio, that was rounding up Hispanic people just because that he pardoned, that's the same mentality as you're going to tell people. Our president is going to tell us that we should arrest and fire these SOBs that are kneeling on an NFL football field. And I spent the whole week listening to every side. Bro, I'm telling you, I listened to every show, every side. Some sides are like, geez, are you kidding me? I mean, who thinks this is okay? And the other side's like, I agree with the president. I agree with him. And let me tell you some of the things that, as a black man, it's going to make hair stand up on the back of your neck, okay? The one thing I talked about, disrespecting the military, you've never heard one NFL player at any time ever say anything to disrespect the military. I haven't. You know who I've heard say stuff to disrespect the military? Trump. Pull up what he said about your boy McCain. If that wasn't disrespectful, I'll be damned. So these are some of the things that made me leery of some funky stuff that was going on, obviously. People say that it's not the right stage. Now, if NFL players and NBA players shouldn't be talking about politics while they're playing sports, should the president be talking about sports while he should be talking about Puerto Rico and all those different things happening right now? Because he's made this the lead story while he's not going to Puerto Rico and not doing a whole lot. He's just talking bad about Kim Jong-il and stuff like that. He's trying to, I don't know if he does this on purpose or not, but it sure seems like when stuff gets funky, he'll say something stupid to make us turn from what's really important. Because you know what? This is important, but not really. It's not really important. We're complaining about billionaires allowing millionaires to kneel for the anthem for one and a half minutes on Sunday. That's our biggest problem in this world. Maybe that's the problem. So to hear somebody say, this is not the right stage, I want you to listen to this closely. If you're an African-American man who's looking for a stage to get his point across, in order for you to have a stage, you have to be the majority. I hope everybody agrees with me there. If you're a black NASCAR driver, there's one, I think. If he knelt for the anthem, his career would be over. If you're a black hockey player, and there's quite a few now, if you knelt for the anthem, your career would be over. As you see how we're going here, baseball is not that many black baseball players either. There's two sports. The two sports that Donald Trump attacked this week are the only predominantly black sports in the world. And that's basketball and football. That's it. So other than those two sports, there's nowhere else in the world for black people to have a stage. So if you say that's not the right stage, then there's none. I mean, just if politicians stand up and they do it, I mean, they're by themselves, because you look around, everybody else around them is going to be Caucasian. So as far as being stages, this is the only stage. This is the only stage African-Americans have. And throughout this week, I heard this. If I heard this 100 times, it might be short. These guys making millions of dollars to play a game. Let's stop right there for a minute. Let me comment on this, okay? These guys making millions of dollars to play a game. Okay. Nobody ever complains about the owners in the boxes with other billionaires eating bonbons and sipping Cristal. Nobody ever complains about the owners. Like, literally, the owners make $250 million a year each. Each. And you're going to complain about somebody making $5 million to be on a field for 5 years and get his head knocked in to where later on he's not going to remember his name. That's what you're complaining about. These guys making millions of dollars to play a game. You know why people get millions of dollars to play football? And I want to explain to you real quick, and maybe nobody really understands this. I played for 9 years, and I got paid well. Not like they're getting paid now, but I got paid well. When you get out of football, I realize how damn hard it is to make a lot of money. Let me explain why. Whatever you do, whether you're a lawyer or a doctor or you work at a restaurant, a chiropractor, there's lots of people that can do what you do. Lots. Lots. You may be good, but there's lots of people that can do what you do. If you don't show up the next day, there's going to have somebody in your spot the next day, and they won't miss a beat. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of people who can run an NFL football team as a quarterback. How many are there? There's only 10 in the whole world. So that's why they're making a lot of money. When I played way back when, I can say with a, you know, clear mind, I was able to block John Randall, and I was able to block Reggie White. Does anybody know anybody else that could have done that? That's why they're making money. So if you start a sentence by those guys making millions of dollars, to me as a player, and I think to a lot of African-Americans, period, because that's who you're talking to, that becomes very, once again, divisive. Because they have every right to make that money, and they should make that money, because nobody else can do it. It sounds so hateful when, as Americans, we're hating on somebody else for making a lot of money. We never said those actors. Leonardo DiCaprio makes $20 million a movie, at least. He's hammered with all his boys at all the sets. Nobody ever comments on that. It's just that athletes are treated differently. And I hope everybody sees that. And this here, what Donald Trump did, I can't imagine anybody saying something time-wise that could have been more divisive than what he said. Like, he had to have thought for a long time, what do I need to say to piss everybody the hell off to where they're going to almost boycott a game that they love, okay? And I'm telling you, I never thought anything could mess with the NFL. I was wrong. This could mess with the NFL. I never thought that anybody can affect the numbers to the NFL. I was wrong. Donald Trump can do it because he's gathering up his minions and they're boycotting the NFL. Like, they don't want to watch it anymore. They don't want to watch it anymore. And I'm scared. I'm scared because I just feel like people have just been waiting to be pushed, and he's pushing them off whatever cliff that is. But when I'm seeing stories like Rick Pitino, who basically got fired for injustices and a lot of different things he's been doing, and I listened to all the shows, and one person called him sleazy, and somebody said, well, that's a little harsh. So you have Rick Pitino that's making $7.7 million a year, and he's also making money off the shoes and these kids. And then he's getting prostitutes for teens, and he's funneling money to athletes. And I didn't hear one person that's mad. Not one person is mad. He's breaking the law. And not one, I didn't hear one person mad at Rick Pitino. But NFL players should be fired because they're hurting nobody. They're hurting absolutely nobody. Trump even came out and said, if the NFL doesn't change, they're going to go to hell. So not, you're going to be divisive. You're going to bring religion into it. I mean, he's hitting every last angle known to man. Viewership was down 11%. It's down 11% in the NFL, which is a big number. There's people that are canceling their NFL ticket with DirecTV. And DirecTV is giving back their refund. So obviously DirecTV is seeing what's going on, and they're seeing that there's a problem out there. And when I saw what happened with the Dallas Cowboys on Monday night, and I don't understand everything. I understand that Jerry Jones probably sat with his team and said, whatever we do, we're going to do it together. I understand your cause. Jerry Jones might be the exception, but not really, because he's still an owner, and he still basically runs those players, and there's times where he has to be the owner. But he came to a situation where everybody's going to do something unitedly, and he came up with a decision that, who did it affect? They knelt before the anthem, which means nothing. I mean, what are you kneeling for? You knelt before the anthem and didn't say anything and then stood up for the anthem. So, and ironically, some people hated that too. Some people were mad that they did that. But to me, it didn't do anything. The whole thing with Villanueva for the Pittsburgh Steelers, that was a funny situation because the Pittsburgh Steelers all decided to stay in the locker room until the anthem was over. Now, they were standing in the hallway, and Villanueva was the only one in sight because, ironically, he was the first one in line. So he stood out to see the flag as he was putting his hand on his heart to look at the flag. He was really still with his teammates. Now, when it came out on Monday, he was a rock star, and all of a sudden, he's a hero for separating himself from his team and being out of the locker room and not listening to Mike Tomlin. He was a hero. His jersey sales went up in one day. Okay? That's when everybody thought he did something against his team. It's supposed to be a team, by the way. Then the next day when Villanueva found out, and by the way, he's a military guy and everybody made the biggest story and he's against them and blah, blah, blah. And the next day you find out, oh, no, no, I wasn't separated. I was just the first one in line and I was just the only one you can see. I just tried to step out. So he wasn't separating himself from his teammates. So now he's on. Now he's not a rock star anymore. You see how stupid the whole thing is? The whole thing is stupid. Now, what I want to know is this. With all the backlash that's going on right now, and I've never seen backlash to this extent. I've never. I mean, nobody on any show, any genre is talking about anything else but this, because this is life. Okay? Race relations don't go away. Sports don't go away, but race relations are omnipresent, period. So it doesn't matter what show it is, they're going to be talking about it. My question is this. Is this going to get worse or is it going to get better? I can't think of a situation where it's going to get better because there's people that are protesting something that is real and something they believe in and, you know, something that's been around a long time and something, unfortunately, that doesn't seem to be getting better. It looks like it's getting worse. I don't know if it's because of social media, but it seems like it's getting worse. So are these NFL players strong enough to continue to do this and hear the backlash? Are the owners going to allow, because this is a sensitive part now, the owners can't tell them to stand. They're not allowed to. People don't realize that. I don't, okay, and I know you're like, well, they make a, it doesn't matter how much freaking money you make, all right? The owners can't tell you to stand. They can't. So are the owners going to sit and watch their product diminish? Are the athletes going to allow people to tell them what to do? So what's going to happen as we go forward? Is it going to be more people kneeling? Is it going to continue to be a big deal? Are there going to be cameras on every? There's only cameras on people kneeling. There's not cameras on people standing anymore. It's getting ridiculous, but it's not good. It's not good for anybody. And social media and every, you know, Today Show, everything starting with people kneeling. And it's to the point now where it's scaring me once again because nobody's coming out and talking about the reason why Colin Kaepernick sat and knelt the first time. It's just not coming up. No statistics. Nobody's telling us how things are going to get better. It's just people pissed off about athletes kneeling for the national anthem. And once again, that's your opinion, and I'm okay with it. But it's the anger. It's the anger. And the president came out and said, great anger, because people were getting booed for kneeling before the anthem. Great anger. I don't know what great anger means exactly. But I do know this. As a society, we're sitting around and we're bellyaching about something that's not pertinent to our world. Racial equality is never going to happen. We could talk about it all we want. You know why it's not going to happen? Because we're not the same. We're not the same. Hispanic people are not the same as black people, who are not the same as white people, who are not the same as Asian people. We're never going to be equal. It's impossible. If you go to China and you're white, you're not going to be equal because you're not that. If you go to Africa, everybody's black and you're white, you are not equal, okay? That's the world. We can't change that. But when I'm seeing things that are really important, like people in Puerto Rico not knowing where any help is coming, and they're wondering, you know, where's FEMA and where's anybody who gives a crap? And they're in, when I mean dire needs, I mean there is nothing in Puerto Rico. There's no communication, no water, no electricity, no anything, okay? And it gets real funky and dire when that happens. People start acting real crazy. When their families are dying and people are suffering, you don't know how people are going to act. You really don't. And Trump acknowledged the whole Puerto Rico thing late, but then he had to sprinkle in how much debt they're in. Do you think people in Puerto Rico, when they're underwater and there's nothing around them, want to hear about how much debt they're in? Seriously, I mean, is this? I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, if that's not untimely for you, if it's not untimely for you for the president to bring up the debt in Puerto Rico when they're underwater and they have no electricity, nowhere. To me, that's a problem. And I don't know where this is heading. I don't know where it's heading. I can see where it's heading, and it's nowhere good. Not for me, anyways. Whatever steps we took forward, we're taking steps backwards now because, like I said a few episodes ago of Flavoring Year, I said politics and race relations are synonymous. They're the same. And it seems like anytime we're talking about politics, we're talking about race relations. And we had something that we could actually talk about that you couldn't bring Donald Trump's name up when you were talking about the NFL and players kneeling. And lo and behold, Donald Trump put his face right up in it. Stepped in it, and he put his face in it. So he's part of it now. And that ain't going away. And what's really funky is we have NFL owners who support Donald Trump. There's quite a few NFL owners that have donated like $1 million to Donald Trump and his campaign, okay? There's reasons for that. Don't think there's not. You'll get kicked back later on. That are speaking out against Donald Trump now, okay? So it's getting funky. Then the owners are down on the field with the players for the first time, and it's, I don't know. I don't know if it's not going to expose a lot of stuff that's out there, but it's scary from this vantage point. And for NFL players, good people, good, really good citizens, really good people. A lot of the ones that are kneeling are some of the better people. Okay, look it up if you want. For them to be called SOBs and for our leader to be calling for their jobs and for people in Charlottesville be picketing with lanterns and torches to be called very fine people, once again, is a funky place for an African-American to be. Listen, I really don't want to be against my president. I don't. I've never been against a president before. I'm not against this president. I just don't believe in anything he says. Like he's not even able to tell the truth. He's not. Just the other day, it was yesterday. They were talking about a situation, and the guys in the panel said, "It's clearly a lie, but there's no reason for him to be lying." But he's just clearly lying. Like, I don't know if he's able to tell the truth. So when I'm sitting here watching him speak, like, I've never heard him tell the truth before about anything. So I don't even know why I listen to him speak anymore. And it's getting to a point now where it's not entertaining. It was entertaining to begin with. Entertaining kind of like a Saturday Night Live skit, which is this whole thing that's turned into. It's turned into our politics is like a Saturday Night Live skit. Really, seriously. And when I see it, every time I hear him speak, I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? Who told him it was okay to say that? Who's his advisor now? Does he have an advisor now? It's that cockeyed girl with the funny eye. I guess that's his advisor. Well, she's not giving him good advice. Well, whoever it is that's giving him advice, it's bad advice, get somebody else. But then again, I think we know if anybody's giving him advice, he doesn't agree with the advice, you're going to be fired immediately because that's pretty much what he does because he fires people. So next week, I didn't talk any football today, which this is football related. If you want to hear what I have to say about the Buccaneers, I have a podcast in the trenches, which airs on Monday. If you want to hear what I said about the Buccaneers last loss, you can go to Radio Influence or iTunes or all the above. That's in the trenches. And our Buccaneers are playing this week. hopefully they get things done again. But if you want to hear the football stuff, go to In the Trenches. And I normally talk a little bit more football stuff on this show, but right now it almost seems irrelevant, man. I mean, the Buccaneers lost the game last week, and there's a lot of teams out there that are playing well, some are playing poorly, and it just seems like every NFL show, NFL Live, ESPN, everything, we're just talking about politics and race relations and about how we all hate each other. And that's the way it sounds. It really does. And there's so much protesting now, and boy, to me, if nobody's getting hurt, I just like to leave it alone. And there's just too many people out there that are acting like it's the end of the world because some athletes knelt for the national anthem. It's almost the end of the world when we having our president talking bad about some lunatic with his finger on a trigger, calling him Little Rocket Man. I mean, that's it's redundant a little bit, and because he's a little man, but it's. You're poking the bear. Poking bears with their finger on nuclear buttons is not a good thing. I've never been scared of nuclear war before in my whole life. I never even thought about it till now. Well, I've seen pictures of what happens, and it doesn't look like a lot of fun to me. So maybe it's time for everybody to get a little bit scared and time for everybody to realize what's really important. And that's helping out our fellow men here in Key West and other parts of Florida and Puerto Rico. People are really struggling, and stop putting so much weight on athletes and a president. And it's to the point now where it shouldn't affect our world. Okay, that shouldn't affect our world, but it sure seems like it has United States of America topsy turvy, and topsy turvy is not a good thing. That's for sure. So once again, In the Trenches on Monday, Flavor in Your Ear on Friday. Enjoying doing these. If you want to contact me, if you have any questions, go to IanBeckles@RadioInfluence.com, whether you have a football question or a politic question or anything like that. I'm enjoying doing this, and I'm going to continue to do it because I got to get it off my chest. Used to speak every day on the radio. Now I get a chance to speak here, once here, there, everywhere, but I don't get a chance to speak about a lot of different things. So. These podcasts allow me to get this stuff off my chest so that I don't go crazy and get up on top of a building and start shooting everybody up. We don't want that. You got to get it off your chest. Got to get it off your chest. So everybody have a great week and be safe and help somebody out, because a lot of people are in need out there. There's a lot of different places where you can donate to Puerto Rico and Key West. I'm trying to get in as much as I can. We got to help our people because they sure are struggling. Have a great week, and please be safe. Peace out.
To keep the conversation going, follow Ian on Twitter at Ian Beckles, and check out DignitaryRadio.com to get the latest on where you can find him next. This has been Ian Beckles, Flavor in Your Ear on Radio Influence.
Put the flavor in your ear, the voice of the people's here is in that flavor. Flavor. Bringing that flavor.
This is a Beyond the Badge with Vincent Hill Quick Fix on Radio Influence.
The biggest topic right now is the NFL, the protest, players kneeling during the national anthem, entire teams saying they're not coming out during the national anthem. And you got a whole bunch of divisiveness going on, not only in this country, but also amongst teams in the NFL, amongst players in the NFL. You got some players saying, hey, they will stand for the national anthem because of the flag and what it means to this country and the people that died protecting this flag and the rights of those that want to protest. Then you got others, of course, saying that they will kneel during the national anthem because they have one common goal. But the question I always have, that I've had for quite some time, is what is that common goal? So if you think back, this dude named Colin Kaepernick decided he wanted to come out with his 1972 afro and kneel at the national anthem because of the injustices that are occurring to black people across this country by police. And that's why he was kneeling during the national anthem. Now, the irony in that whole thing to me is that Colin Kaepernick, a guy that was adopted by a white family who essentially is the epitome of white privilege, who never grew up in the black community, who never knew what it was like to actually deal with police in the black community, is now all of a sudden the spokesman for all things black. You grew up privileged. You grew up around white people. You didn't grow up in the projects. You didn't grow up in Baltimore. You didn't grow up in Chicago. You didn't grow up in Ferguson, but yet you are the poster child of all things black, or so you say. So, of course, more NFL players, more black NFL players started jumping on this bandwagon for this common cause, to unite people for this common cause. Now, let's be honest. There are a ton of NFL players that are doing this simply for the publicity. Because think about this. People are going to forget what you did because they're involved. They're wrapped up in the next game. Next Sunday, they're not going to remember how many yards you ran for. They're not going to remember that touchdown play because they're watching the next game. But what people will remember is, oh, Michael Bennett knelt down during the national anthem. And they'll talk about it for weeks. So, what better way to get your publicity than saying, I'm going to kneel for this common cause. The common cause that nobody knows what it is. What is the common cause that people are kneeling for? Oh, yeah, that's right. It's because of the injustices in the black community by police officers. That is the common goal. But the only problem with that is, we all know, if you have any kind of knowledge and you actually find things out for yourself, we all know that there's really not this injustice that is being spread by the mainstream media.
Beyond the Badge with Vincent Hill can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, and RadioInfluence.com.